I sailed up a river with a pleasant wind. New lands, new people, and new thoughts to find. Many fair reaches and headlands appeared, and many dangers were there to be feared. But when I remembered where I had been, and the fair landscapes that I had seen, thou seemest the only permanent shore, the cape never rounded, nor wandered o'er. Packed in my mind lie all the clothes which outward nature wears, and in its fashion's hourly change, it all things else repairs. In vain I look for change abroad, and can no difference find, till some new ray of peace uncalled illumes my inmost mind. What is it gilds the trees and clouds, and paints the heavens so gray, but yonder fast abiding light, with its unchanging ray? Lo, when the sun streams through the wood, upon a winter's morn, where'er his silent beams intrude, the murky night is gone. How could the patient pine have known the morning breeze would come, or humble flowers anticipate the insect's noonday hum? Till the new light, with morning cheer, from far streamed through the aisles, and nimbly told the forest tree for many stretching miles. I've heard within my inner soul such cheerful morning news, in the horizon of my mind have seen such orient hues as in the twilight of the dawn, when the first birds awake are heard within some silent wood, where they the small twigs break, or in the eastern skies are seen, before the sun appears, the harbingers of summer heats, which from afar he bears. Low anchored cloud, Newfoundland air, fountainhead and source of rivers, dewcloth, dream drapery, and napkin spread by phase, drifting meadow of the air, where bloom the daisied banks and violets, and in whose fenny labyrinth the bittern booms and heron wades, spirit of lakes and seas and rivers, bear only perfumes and the scent of healing herbs to just men's fields. Man's little acts are grand, beheld from land to land, there as they lie in time within their native clime. Ships with the noontide way, and glide before its ray to some retired bay, their haunt whence, under tropic sun, again they run, bearing gum Senegal and tragacanth. For this was ocean meant, for this the sun was sent, and moon was lent, and winds in distant caverns pent.